Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show on another Friday. Sign Guy with you as usual. And real quick, before we jump into some things, some show notes if you're looking for wrestling in the next couple of days. Tonight, WCWO at the Outlaw Arena, like every Friday at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue. WTF also in the Indianapolis area tonight. Big League Wrestling happening in Yakima, Washington, their final show. Lions Pride Sports in Bryan, Texas, and Lucha Libre and Laughs in Denver, Colorado tonight. Tomorrow you can find me at Wrestle Club in Boise, Idaho at the Death Wish Coffee House, MPW in Winton, North Carolina, BWF in Pamplin, Virginia, and FWF happening in Warsaw, Indiana. And without further ado, it is our fifth installment of Wrestling Wives today. I've been hugely anticipating this. Very excited to have some wives, so I want to introduce the wives today. We have Mrs. J.B. Moonshine, Mrs. Lance Dean, we have Mrs. J.K.O., we have Mrs. Legendary Larry D., and Mrs. T.J. Kemp. Ladies, I want to thank all of you for being on today. I appreciate it greatly. And I did make one promise to one of you. We have a birthday shout-out. So, Mrs. J.B. Moonshine, I promised you a chance to do that. Go right ahead.
Happy birthday to my dad and brother.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to them. Well, one of the things I wanted to start off with today, since wrestling wise are very important to a wrestler, they're the backbone, I want to get a little bit of background why each of you came to be married to a pro wrestler and how the wrestling business may affect the everyday lives that you have being married to a wrestler. And we'll start in order of years in the business for your husbands, I believe, which would make Mrs. JKO first.
Yay.
Okay. So you want to give us a little background on how it came to be you married into this business and then kind of how it affects your everyday life being married to a pro wrestler?
Oh, well, it's definitely interesting. I always say it, like, takes a special kind of stupid to be with a wrestler. Like, you got to be special. I met him when I was 16 years old. His friend. We've been together ever since. You know, with wrestling, it's, you always think you're the wife, but you're really the mistress. Wrestling's the wife. You know what I mean? He's been in it, I think, since he was probably 12 or 13 years old that he's been in the wrestling industry. Might have been a little bit longer, so he's got a lot of years on it. Holidays, anniversaries, birthdays, all that, wrestling.
I believe he was 15 the first time I ever came across him. So.
Yeah, I think. He was reffing and all that when he was younger, and he did matches under the mask. And I think he did his first match. He was 15, 16 when he went out as Indiana Kid Junior.
That seems right to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was killing it.
Well, let's see. I believe Mrs. Legendary Larry D., I believe you would be next. You want to tell us a little bit about how you came into marrying into the business and how it affects your life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We actually met at a show, the bar next door. And we just kind of clicked, and I understood him, and he understood my crazy ways, and we've been together ever since. And I don't think I'd have it any other way. I think I'm bored if I don't go to a show with him nowadays. So we've been together for 6 long years and many, many more to come. But it is definitely good and bad. There's always good and bad in everything, but mostly good. I've definitely learned a lot and seen so much because of wrestling. So I definitely give props to him for killing his body to make his dream come true and support his family. So it's I've definitely been some. I mean, I got to go to New York for WrestleCon, and if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't have been in New York. So I definitely appreciate everything that wrestling's done for us, and our kids definitely think he's a superstar, so that's all that really matters to us, and it's been a really good ride the last 6 years, and we hope for many, many more.
Well, Mrs. T.J. Kemp, you just got in here, but the question is, can you tell us how you came to get married to a professional wrestling and how that might affect the everyday life you have?
I was actually already married to him before he became a professional wrestler. We met in high school. And it definitely affects my everyday life because it's wrestling all the time.
I can definitely see that. Yeah, for sure with TJ. Now, when TJ started out training, were you for it or against it or kind of in the middle?
I was for it. It was something he was definitely passionate about, and it was something I was okay with watching him do.
All right. Mrs. JB Moonshine, same question for you. Can you tell us how you got married into this business and how it might affect you being married to a wrestler?
I was already married to my husband before he got into a professional wrestling. And I've always been into wrestling. And he was always in wrestling, so we kind of clicked.
And Mrs. Lance Dean.
Hey, guys. So question for me, I think if I was listening, you said, how did you marry into wrestling and how did it affect my everyday life? Did I hear you right?
You did.
Okay. So when Lance and I first started talking, he kept saying that he was going to go hang out with his friends on Sunday. And I was like, oh, great, friends, that's wonderful. Maybe someday I'll meet him. And he's like, yeah, maybe. You know, and after, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, finally I was like, either I meet these friends or we're done talking. Like, there is no, you know. So finally he tells me, he says, well, I do professional wrestling. And I was like, well, what? You do? And that's what you're doing on Sundays? So, you know, that's the way I found out. And it was, you know, it was kind of funny because, of course, I was raised watching wrestling. My mom has pictures with Rowdy Roddy Piper and, you know, Andre the Giant. And so it was something that I had always been a part of, but, you know, never really got to connect to. And so then I met somebody who wanted to watch the videos that I watched, you know, as a kid of wrestling and stuff. And so it was kind of like this joy and passion that he has about it that you really can't argue with. You know, if you really love somebody and you see their eyes light up over something they're doing, you just can't help but feel so infectious, so in love with what they love, you know. So how it affects my everyday – I'm getting chills. Whoa. Okay. How it affects my everyday life, you know, it's one of those things where it's like our life is wrestling, you know, and when family stuff, you know, work stuff, other things come about, we really try to give and take, you know, like as often as we can be at wrestling. But, you know, I just recently gave birth to his son, and so, you know, it's important to do family things. And so we try to make it a balance, and and certainly whenever things are going really rough in the back of my mind and in my heart, I know that he has to get back in that ring to get his head right. And so it just works. It just does.
Now, all of you know, as I do, that wrestling can be a tough business physically. Anybody that's in it for any length of time is going to have the occasional bump and bruise, broken bone, shattered face, what have you. I know it can be hard on the wives, of course, watching their husbands go through the physical pain of professional wrestling and dealing with injuries, or even if it's just from being in so long that the aches and pains are just always there. I will start with Mrs. JKO here. How do you deal with it when you're watching JKO and he's a pretty physical guy out there and he's got the injuries and stuff going on?
Oh, it's terrifying. Like, there's times, like, he makes my heart drop. Like, it's scary. You know, he's got a broken nose. He's had the sprained ankle, back injuries. It's scary.
Oh, Mrs. Legendary Larry D, I know your husband, a very physical guy. I'm sure he's had an injury or two in his day. How do you deal with that part of the business?
I mean, I'm pretty sure all the wives here know how terrifying and nauseous you feel after seeing or hearing when your loved one is hurt. But I know there's been plenty of times when we first got together that I would freak out if he had a little bit of bruise here or a little bruise there. But the longer he's been in the business for 19 years, so he's a little bit more calmer than I am because it's only been 6 years for me. But, I mean, I've seen him with five staples in his head and cuts all over his forehead. I mean, I've seen it all. So I think the more that I see it, the easier it becomes. But if there's always that little voice in the back of your head, like, what if, or this could have happened. So I try to keep my composure and just take care of his wounds as best as I can because he's not a talker person. But it's definitely nerve-wracking, especially since we have four little kids. And when they see Daddy hurt, it makes me hurt because when they cry, it just breaks my heart. But typically, if it's just me there, I try to handle it as calm and collective as I can and just try to take care of any wounds that I could find. So it can be nerve-wracking and heartbreaking at times. But in the end, you know, as long as he is alive and it's fixable and it's okay, that all that matters is I still see his face at the end of the night and he still has that glow in his eye. And as long as he still loves it, that I still love it, and that's all that matters to both of us. So, it's like I said, it's nerve-wracking, but it's definitely a rush of energy at the same time.
Mrs. T.J. Kemp, we just had your husband on this very show the other day, and he was talking about the injuries having piled up on him, and he's been in a little bit of more pain than he had been. Can you tell us about what it's like for you as a wife watching when your husband is battling injuries?
It's definitely like the others have said, it's a nerve-wracking situation when you're watching it and you see him do something that you know is going to end up hurting him. But, again, you know, it's part of what their passion is and what they enjoy, so you suck it up and take care of the boo-boos.
Good advice. Now, JB Moonshine's wife, I know your husband has had some injuries because I've been in there with him when he's gotten them. Can you tell us what it's like for you watching when you know that at the end of the night he's going to be hurt?
It's brutal. It's heartbreaking. Like, you just got to be there for them and be strong.
Lance Dean's wife, I have also been in there with your husband when he's had an injury or two, so I know you've seen him
sure have.
Take a few injuries. What's it like watching that as a wife?
You know, the way that I think about it, like, you know, initially when I first see it, I'm like, oh, my God, and I feel like my heart's in my throat. But then I come home and I see all these marks on his body, and in my mind, and I kind of think a little bit like him and I are kind of on the same wavelength, like these are kind of like medals, you know, like I worked so hard in this match, and these are the, you know, bruises and cuts and where I bled. And it's, you know, it's their way of saying, like, I am so involved in this wrestling match that I'm willing to do this. And so in a lot of ways, sometimes he'll come home and I'll be like, whoa, check out this big bruise, you know, and like he wants to turn around and look at it, and he's like, oh yeah, that's when so-and-so did this, you know. So it's kind of a way to pet that masculinity. Like, it's, you know, if you're going to do something, you got to do it the best you can. And you know, when he gets in the wrestling ring and he gets beat up, we come out and we're like, man, that really looks like it hurt. I'm so sorry, but that was badass. You know, I kind of want to cater to whatever makes him happy, you know?
Well, Mrs. JKO, you are unique here in this group because not only are you married to a wrestler, you are the daughter-in-law of a wrestler, and you are the mother of a wrestler because your family, of course, third generation in it. Looking at things from your perspective, do you think the fact that the three generations have come into the business makes it easier for you as a wrestler's wife to be prepared for every contingent, or does it make it a little bit harder when it's multi-generational?
Oh, it don't get no easier. Like, you think you're a hard rock from watching, you know, one person you love up there doing that stuff. When it's your baby, you know what I mean? It's 100 times worse. Like, Jonathan is probably going to be the death of me. Between both of them, they're going to be the death of me. But yeah, it doesn't get no easier. It's actually even more scary. But he was, like you said, he's third generation. He watched his dad. Like, literally, Jonathan's in the ring since he was 9 days old, which is ridiculous. But, you know, he's safe. He watched his dad. He's had great people around him. But it's terrifying. Very terrifying.
Jonathan has caused my heart to stop a couple of times. I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah, him and son, they definitely can sit there and get you going. Like, it's pretty scary. Like, there's a lot of times I want to shake the child, but at the same time I want to be like, are you okay? Of course, he's a grown up, though. You don't want his mom all, hey, are you okay? But yeah, it doesn't get any easier. Actually, it's a lot worse. Like, just keep talking ice hot and leave. That's what I can say. Ice pack, icy hot and leave. Yeah, and you never, like, family time's getting harder now. You know, holidays, Christmas, nope, dad's gone, you know, Jonathan's gone. So it's definitely something you got to really mentally prepare yourself for, and I don't think you can even do that.
Very much so.
Mrs. TJ Kemp, your son, also a professional wrestler, when he was getting ready to start, as a wife of a wrestler, someone that's watched TJ his whole career, were you prepared for Sean to get into the business, or was that something you were questioning a little bit?
I kind of always knew Sean has just always been all about wrestling all the time, even as a one-year-old, two-year-old. It doesn't make it any easier whatsoever, because especially now when TJ does something a little off or extreme, then his son looks at me and goes, well, Dad did it, why can't I? Well, I didn't give birth to Dad, so you don't get to. Right? And him and Jonathan definitely feed off of each other, so if one's in the mood to be a little crazy and scare the crap out of the moms, then the other one's going to go along and do it too.
I can definitely see that out of them. This is Legendary Larry D. You talked about going all over the country now. Legendary Larry D, red hot right now. He's going all over the country to wrestle. What's that like when you've watched your husband wrestle for several years, and all of a sudden he gets red hot and he's in high demand and he's traveling way more than ever at this point?
I actually made this statement a couple weeks ago when we first got together. Now, I've been around wrestling longer than 6 years. My stepfather dabbled in it when I was little, and that's kind of how I got into it. But when me and Larry first got together, we would be able to leave at 5 o'clock for any show that we would go to, and we would make it on time. And now that he's, like you said, blown up and in high demand and everybody wants a piece of Larry, it's, we have to leave days before or hours before, and we have, like everyone knows, we have 4 children, so it's hard to stay home knowing that your husband is out and gets to see the world. So fortunately enough, the wife also has a good support team, and we have a lot of family members that help us, so I get to travel with him. But it's pretty amazing seeing the things that we have gotten to see just because of wrestling. We were recently in St. Louis for St. Louis Anarchy, and I got to go see the Ark for the very first time, and I'm almost 30. So he's definitely gotten me out of my bubble, and he's gotten himself out of his bubble, and we're just excited to be able to live our dream and see the world, and we even do get to bring the kids, and when we do get to bring the kids, they love it too. So it's pretty amazing getting to see the things that we get to see. It's stressful at times because it's a lot more busier than it's ever been. It gets kind of stressful and chaotic and figuring out this and that, but at the end of the day, when you get home and you sit down and you get to relax for 5 minutes, you think, gosh, you know, we've got to do so many things just because you wanted to live out your dream, and look where it's gotten us. So luckily I have a very loving husband that likes that I get to join him on his rides and gets to go to New York and St. Louis and everywhere. And luckily we have a pretty strong relationship that we only get annoyed with each other every once in a while. So it's pretty amazing. I appreciate what wrestling has done for us and what wrestling has been able to take us. So it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Mrs. JB Moonshine, you also are unique because not only is your husband in the business, several of the Moonshine family are in the business, including your father-in-law, who came in several years into your son's career. He now is in high demand and manages people all over the Northwest. What was it like when your father-in-law decided to get into the wrestling business at an age where most people are getting out of it?
He loves it. He's got a spirit just like his son. Once they got that flame, he can't extinguish it. But, yeah, you just go with it. But I worry a lot more about Pa and his age and stuff. But you know what? He loves it.
I also worry for Pa a lot of the time. So I understand how you feel.
Me too.
Mrs. Lance Dean, you are newer to the wrestling than the other wives here, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, but like you said, you just had a new son. You have another child as well. If in a few years when they're old enough, if they wanted to train, looking at what your husband's gone through in wrestling, do you think you would support that decision, or would you question it a bit?
So strictly speaking from a mother's standpoint, of course I'm going to say, well, you know, let's weigh out the pros and cons. But just like with Lance, if I can see the passion in someone's eyes and the fire about wanting to do something, there is just no way I'm going to tell them no. I'm just going to tell them how to do it as safely as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Good advice for sure. This is JKO. You've been around enough and you've seen a lot happening in the business to kind of know what's going on, and I know that they have thrust you into emergency situations if they needed help on a show, ring announcing, or just helping out in general. As a wrestler's wife that has seen so much, do you think that that makes you more valuable than a lot of the people that would come in and help out on a show, just because you, by proxy, have seen everything and you've got experience in helping out whenever they need a hand?
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think it makes me more valuable at all, no. I think everybody pitches in evenly if someone needs help. Like, wrestling, it's one big family. I mean, you get the ones that are a little off a little bit, but, I mean, it's usually a big family. Everybody helps out when needed. Get the ones that, you know, they got your back 100%, then you got the ones that are a little shady, but, you know what I mean? It's one big family. Everybody helps out. The younger generation's amazing. Like, these kids are amazing. And, you know, it is. It's one big family. Everybody puts in. It's not one person's more valuable. If somebody needs help, you know, they're there. It's awesome.
Yes, it is. Coming from my husband has a Legends Academy, and we have a few trainees now. And to further what she was talking about, it is one big, big family. I've seen my husband threaten his trainees one minute, and then the next minute look at him and say, "Listen, you know, you have to deal with that, but you know, I also love you at the same time." It's a very open, and I didn't have a huge family growing up, and now I have so many brothers and sisters, and my kids have so many uncles and aunts, and it fills a hole in your heart you didn't know you had.
Amen.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
For sure. This is TJ Kemp. You've also been around, like you said, for all of TJ's career, and since he's been in a lot of different places all over the Midwest, and Sean's been in so many places, do you think that gives you kind of a unique look on the business as opposed to, say, a fan of wrestling that's not connected to it? Do you think you understand the wrestling business a little bit better than the normal person would?
I definitely think being around it for as long as I have, it's kind of ruined wrestling for me as far as, like, watching it as a fan. Because you see the slips or the mistakes here and there that could be dangerous, and you're, like, a nervous wreck for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely see that. This is JB Moonshine. You can be found in most places where your husband works, running the merchandise table, and in the last year or so, their merchandise has exploded. They sell a lot of moonshine merchandise. What's it like being able to help out as kind of an active member of the Moonshine family on shows, sitting there at the merchandise table, making sure people buy the products?
I'm a people person. I love people. I love talking to them and meeting new people and telling them about the show and seeing their faces get all excited and stuff. I just love it.
This is Lance Dean. You also can be found kind of over near the merchandise tables at a lot of these shows, and I know you've seen the merchandise sort of explode in the last while. What's it like as a wife when you see your husband's merchandise being purchased by children and adults for that matter, and they walk away all happy that they've got a little piece of your husband?
You know, I think any wrestling wife can attest that, you know, when it comes to our wrestlers, we're not their wives when they're getting their product purchased. We're as much of a fan as they are. We want to hear everything they know. We, you know, I, for me, I'm not even thinking about
necessarily my relationship to him, just seeing the adoration and seeing, you know, people drawn and magnetized to their image and the way that they act. And, you know, I've told people his image, and I've been at the merchandise table with Lori, and I've watched people's eyes light up and just get so excited. And she is not kidding when she says she is a people person. She'll be talking to somebody she's never met as if she's known them for 20 years. And it's, I mean, to have that kind of camaraderie with people that come and see wrestling, it's just, it's fantastic. I don't think there's another feeling like it.
This is Legendary Larry. Do you also run a merchandise table for your husband a lot of the times? That's where you and I met in New York, especially in the last couple of years since your husband's become more and more popular on the independent circuit and he's selling more merchandise. What's it like interacting with the people that are in search of a little bit of memorabilia from your husband?
You come in contact with a lot of different people, but I can't say that I've met, even when he's not the best guy, I've not seen one person that's not come up and bought something or got something that just hasn't adored him as a wrestler, Zena. But we actually just started picking up mugs and shot glasses for our gimmick tables, and they flew off the shelves. You wouldn't realize how many people want to drink a beer or take a shot with Larry. So it's amazing. I mean, it really is. Just knowing that all of his hard work is paying off and it's coming to a complete circle, and knowing that somebody loves your husband almost just as much as you do to go and spend all this money just to have something that has his face or his saying or a picture or a mug, you know, it's amazing and appreciative, and it's just, it's pretty awesome knowing that somebody out there or multiple people out there love your husband just as much as you do, just off of what he does alone in the ring. And like I said, you come in contact with some pretty different kinds of characters, and I've had some pretty awesome stories and things like that that I've heard from the fans that they've seen Larry before me and him even met, and it's pretty humbling and pretty awesome to see the fans glow up just as much as your husband glows up when he gets the ring. So it's pretty heartwarming.
Yeah. This is JKO. You and TJ's wife both know that your husband's work at a weekly wrestling show there in Indianapolis. It's the family business there at WCWO. Is being married to someone that's in the promotional end of the business, do you think, a little bit different than if it was just a wrestler who wasn't into promoting or merchandising or anything like that and just strictly wrestled?
No. I mean, I don't think so. I think, you know, it's what he loves to do. It's what he knows. And, you know, him and TJ, they look out for the young ones. They're, like, helping them out, guiding them. You know, that's their passion. That's their love. Like, I don't think it's any different promoting from the wrestling, no.
This is TJ Kemp. Your husband, in addition to wrestling, has started training young men and women to be wrestlers. He's done an excellent job at that, as a matter of fact. He's starting the weekly classes now. What's it like being married to a guy that wrestled for many years successfully, but now he's trying to give back to the business and teach the new crop?
It's actually really amazing. I love watching him when he's at the class and he's trying to help and explain things in a way that'll make it click for the newer generation. It's really a passion for him, and it's really cool to watch.
Well, at this time, my co-host QT is with us, and he may have a few questions. So, QT, if you have some questions, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, ladies.
Hello, QT.
Hello.
Hey.
This first question is for Mrs. TJ Kemp. What's the longest road trip you've ever taken with your husband?
Let's put it in front, right? My husband is not big on road trips. I think the longest we've ever gone is a 4-hour drive.
Oh, okay. 4 hours. Okay. So it wasn't like you had to put up with the scene in Dumb and Dumber where the driving in the mud car.
No, he'd rather fly. I'm more into the driving.
Okay. All right. The next question is for Mrs. JB Moonshine. Are there any truths to the rumors that you are the force behind what is in the moonshine jug?
One more time, I did not hear you.
Are there any truths to the rumors that you yourself are the force behind what is in the moonshine jug?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Oh, the fifth, okay. Much like many members of Congress right now. Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, Ms. Dean, how much would it mean to you if Lance accepted a tryout to Ring of Honor if he was so-called called to have a tryout with Ring of Honor?
I don't think Lance or I would be able to contain our excitement. So anytime that something good happens to your partner, I feel like it just energizes you and just, you know, it's so exciting, and he would just be so elated. I would love to see the reaction that he had, because it's been a long time coming that he's really been working for something really great with wrestling. I think that would be a huge boost for both of us.
Oh, okay. All right. Mrs. JKO, will your husband be in action this July 4th, and has he ever used a firecracker as a foreign object?
In the ring, no. And July 4th, they usually do wrestle every July 4th. They do that, and then they come home and cook out and do fireworks.
Mrs. JKO, what's the hottest 4th of July that you have attended where your husband has wrestled, the hottest temperature-wise?
The hottest temperature? Well, actually, I have not attended on July 4th. I keep that for family time. Him and Jonathan usually go do their thing. But they have been out. I think at one time it was, I want to say maybe it was last summer or summer before. It was, I want to say every bit of maybe at 100, the heat index was maybe like 120. I cannot remember exactly, but I know it was like the hottest day. And I know they went and wrestled in that, but they do that. I stayed, did family time.
Mrs. Moonshine, wasn't there one event in July where JB wrestled in the parking lot of La Problemita's when the temperature was up near 90 degrees? I think I remember that.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mrs. Kemp, has TJ ever been hit with a steel chair by a lady wrestler or valet in a sneak attack?
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right. I only answer this question because we have a wrestler out here, Gregor Petrov, who was at one time in love with a steel chair. Actually, it was me that was in love with his steel chair. Yes. Okay. Well, Mrs. Dean, would you leave your husband if he developed a drinking habit like Andre the Giant, and he could drink 103 beers in one setting? Would you leave him?
What? Who was that to?
Would you, Mrs. Deacon, would you leave your husband if he developed a drinking strong habit like Andre the Giant and he could drink 103 days in one sitting?
Did you say Mrs. Dean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you leave him?
Would I leave my husband if he had developed a drinking habit where he could drink as much as Andre the Giant? Did you just ask me that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a weird question. I wouldn't be inclined to say, you know, no, and hopefully we would be working towards getting him help. But all right, that, thank you. Thank you for that question.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mrs. J.K.O., for the record, can we ask what your high school colors were and what your mascot was? This is a very common question on this show, and I have a logbook. So what were your high school colors?
Blue and gold.
Oh, blue and gold. Very nice. Okay. How about your mascot?
They were the Krugers.
Can you repeat that?
Krugers.
A cruiser? What's a cruiser?
Krugers. No, the Krugers, like the old ladies that prowl.
Oh, Krugers. Oh, okay. I thought you said cruiser.
I not to let my girl personality go.
Now, I'm going to ask JB Moonshine's wife the same question. What were your colors and mascot?
I really don't remember.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Mrs. Moonshine, would you say that JB is a good dancer, and has he ever danced in the ring with Stein Guy in the same way that Rikishi Fatu danced with Scotty Too Hotty?
I don't think so.
You haven't seen JB dance then?
No, he has not danced in the ring.
All right. Mrs. TJ, would you say that seeing your husband drive off on the road to be gone a few days gives you this kind of feeling that that military wives go through?
No, he's usually home. Or I'm with him, so normally I'm with him.
Oh, okay. I will ask Mrs. Dean the same question. Would you say that seeing your husband drive off on the road is also gives you a feeling of a military wife?
I don't think so. I think when I see them drive off, I think that they're going to be mischievous and probably getting a lot more fun and trouble than we probably would have if we were with them. So I look forward to hearing the stories about the antics and, you know, obviously they know they're grown men, how far to take it. So usually I'm okay with it.
Wow. Okay. All right. Mrs. J.K.O., the silver anniversary for any marriage is the 25th year of marriage. Are there any plans for you and your husband to say your vows again in a wedding ring?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
No, sir. No, we've been together 21 years, so.
Wow, okay, so in 4 years, yeah. Your 25th anniversary is coming up. Oh, okay. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Stein Guy.
Thank you, QT. I would like to point out, in case you change your mind, Zane Paisley can officiate weddings.
And so can Stein Guy. He's licensed. Yes.
I hear bells, Heather.
Well, ladies, we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show here, so I want to give all of you ample time. If there's anything you would like to say at all, if you guys want to plug and promote absolutely anything in the world, floor is going to be all yours. We'll start with Mrs. JKO.
I just want to say that the Young Guns tournament's coming up. It's October 20th. It's going to be amazing. The greatest young talent. We're going to have Marco Stunt, Jordan Oliver, Billy Stars, Corey Storm, Sonico. It's going to be amazing. Like, nobody wants to miss that show. It is absolutely great. The boys will be on there, Jonathan and Sean. I mean, it is amazing. And that is October 20th.
I might have to ride with Sonico to that one.
Yeah, it's going to – it's my favorite, like, wrestling show ever. Like, the youngest – I mean, the talent is amazing. It is great. I love it. So hyped for it.
All right, Mrs. Legendary Larry D., you want to say anything, plug anything? Floor is all yours.
Really, I just, gosh, wives, we're always supporting our husbands, but I like to go ahead and plug everything that Larry does, which with our academy, our Legends Pro Academy. We always have a show in Paris, Kentucky every Sunday. But if anybody, like the girl ahead, you know, any of the young wrestlers that are looking to, in the area, looking to better themselves, if you're already a wrestler or if you want to become a wrestler, biasly, I feel like Larry's going to get you the way. But, you know, we're out here trying to show that Kentucky wrestling is not something you want to leave behind. So I want to appreciate you guys for letting all of us come on here and tell everybody, you know, just how important we are too. So, but yes, it's a wonderful world, and we're just excited to see all the future upcoming wrestlers show us what they can do as well.
All right, and Mrs. TJ Kemp.
I would say just about the same thing Heather did about the Young Guns tournament that's coming up, and anyone that Sean and Jonathan are on or TJ's on.
And Mrs. JB Moonshine.
I just want to shout out to BCW. It comes on every Sunday at the Eagles Lodge, and that's where JB Moonshine is going to be wrestling Billy Moon and a lot of other amazing athletic wrestlers are there to come see him. And then CPW show, Combat Wrestling, is at the Strawberry Festival. They got two shows, one at 1 o'clock and one at 4. And the same date is NWE in Washington at 7 o'clock. And JB is defending his heavyweight title. And we're celebrating Pod's birthday, his 65th birthday, on Sunday. And a shout-out to all the promoters there, especially one particular, Yvonne, up through CPW.
That's Hi, boss. And Mrs. Landstein, anything that you would like to say or plug, go right ahead.
I sure will. First, I'd just like to say that you can see Lance Dean or Loverboy Lance Dean, Rebel Dean, Lance Effin Dean. You can see him on Saturday, so tomorrow. Bell time is going to be 7 p.m. for NWWA, that's Northwest Wrestling Alliance. You can see him at the Milwaukee's Elks Lodge. That address is 13121 Southeast McLaughlin Boulevard, Milwaukee, Oregon. VIP tickets are $30, front row is $20, general admission is $15, and be there tomorrow at 7 p.m. I'd also like to plug BCW and wish a happy birthday to Tex out there, and come on down, see, you know, the Moonshiners wrestle, and what Lori said, lots of other great athletic talent.
Well, ladies, I want to thank all of you for being on today. We appreciate you guys taking the time to do this greatly. Mrs. JKO and Mr. TJ Kemp, I will see you in November, I believe. And Moonshine and Lance Dean, I will see you this week, I believe. And Legendary Larry D's wife, I hope to see you again at some point in time. I'm sure our paths will cross.
Oh, for sure.
Fans, if you see a wrestler's wife at a show working hard for them, helping with merchandise or ring announcing or whatever it is, go thank them for what they do, because without the wives out there, it would be much, much harder on the wrestlers to be able to do what they do. So definitely support the support system and get out there, go watch some independent wrestling wherever it might be near you. Hopefully you guys
Amen.
Will make the Young Guns tournament, because that's going to be a great show. Definitely support all of those young guys out there. They're doing great things. And we will be back with you Sunday afternoon. We have Pacific Northwest owns Ryan Rude on the show. First time for Ryan Rude, so definitely tune in, and we will talk to you on Sunday. I'm in the-